The Firehouse Follies are made possible by Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises with minor assistance from WFHB Community Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ace News reporter Fawn Sanity for WFHB, live at the site of a mysterious press conference, which I was notified by a note tied to a rock thrown through my window. And it left quite an impression. None of Bloomington's crack news hounds know what's up. Not a single one. We've got representatives from the Daily Herald cell phone. We got Barroom Magazine and that other radio station, whatever it's called. Wait, somebody's walking up to the podium. Maybe he can tell me something. I'll just push my way through this crowd of reporters.
Hey, get up my foot.
Move it. Get your hand off my... I'm Fawn Sanity. I demand some respect. You, bub, at the podium, what's going on?
Well, I don't know nothing. I'm just here to make sure everything's plugged in right.
Stand back, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, stand back so we can get this here press conference started. Now, is this microphone on?
Whoops. Looks like I better desynthesize the noise valve. Okay, now I'm going to flip this thing majig over here with a little doohickey over there. And now, if I can... Whoa, I didn't expect that. Now, if I can just stabilize the pentameter... Yeah, that's it. Now, things should be fine. There, now try it.
All right. Friends... It's working now. I'll thank you all for coming to our press conference for what may be the most important news you will have today.
So tell us what it's about, then, and you can't fool me. I'm Fawn Sanity.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, Ms. Sanity. We're here today to announce an exciting new development in the world of presidential politics.
You mean Jeb is back? Oh, God, hot damn.
No. I said exciting. Here, the killer bees here will tell you all about it.
Do you not feel the burn?
Are you over the hill?
To whom can you turn?
Who will love you still?
Well, Fiddlin' Joe will cure all your ills.
Think Trump is a chump?
Prefer someone sane?
Fiddlin' Joe's not a grump.
And he's got a good brain.
That's right, folks. Are you looking for a candidate with Hillary's down-to-earth connections with the common folk?
Yeah.
Bernie's youth?
Yeah.
And less humility, more business sense, and better hair than Donald Trump?
Yeah!
Well, Fiddlin' Joe is the perfect presidential candidate for discriminating voters, and we have persuaded him to run.
So what will he do as president?
Well, he's planning to build a wall around Martinsville.
Okay.
And don't worry about the cost. He'll make them pay for it.
Okay, and what else?
And he's got a wonderful new slogan. Tell the folks, Killer Bees...
Bans pre-shredded cheese.
And make America great again.
No one's ever seen Fiddlin' Joe. Will he actually be making public appearances?
Public? Well, no. I don't know about that.
Well, you don't know much then, do you?
Well, I do know one thing I can say with some confidence.
And what might that be?
Live from the Wycart Greenwell Roberts Ackerbirds Auditorium, it's the Firehouse Follies! Yeah!
Good afternoon and welcome to What's Cooking, the Firehouse Follies Summer 2016 Radio Variety Show Extravaganza. Coming to you live from the Ivy Tech Waldron Wycart Fish Brewer Staff Lang Curry Brewer Auditorium in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. We're pleased today to welcome back the great Memphis, Tennessee country blues artist and player of unusual instruments, Mr. Andy Cohen. Along with Bloomington legend Art Heckman. That's right. As usual, we're joined by the WFHB Gospel Girls, Firehouse Rounders, and the Unusual Suspects Radio Acting Troupe with Master Tony Brewer on sound effects. Today's show is made possible by Ivy Tech Community College and the Friday Folk Acoustic Music Series. Hey, let's kick things off with the Gospel Girls, Art Heckman, and the Rounders.
Casey Jones was a mighty man. Now he's resting in the promised land. The kind of music he could understand was an eight-wheel driver under his command. He made the great train boogie all the time. He made the great train boogie as he rode down the line. When the firemen started ringing the bell, everybody ran around to tell. Casey Jones was a coming to town with a 6-8-wheeler that was flat on the ground. He made the great train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as he rode down the line. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as he rolled down the line.
Friends, with apologies in advance for those of you with sensitivity and good taste, here are our hosts for the afternoon, Richard Fish and Colonel Mike Kelsey.
Thank you, Dan, for that gracious introduction. I do hope you weren't planning on that raise. And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's nice to see you all here.
It is indeed. And we do have a great show lined up for you today. If you're interested in cooking, we got some keeper recipes.
Oh, yeah. We here at WFHB are always looking for ways to offer more educational programming. And who's our musical guest for the show, Colonel Kelsey?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Richard.
Well, it's written right here. I didn't have a lot of choice.
It's a way to get there. We're pleased to welcome back for an encore here our country blues friend, Mr. Andy Cohen.
Oh, yeah.
And not only that, he's brought along one of his strange instruments for the show-and-tell portion of the show, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, that sounds good. Is there anything else?
Well, Richard, it is June, and you know what that means.
Yeah, pro basketball playoffs.
Well, that too, but June is the traditional month for marriage. So we put together a toast just to that today, just to butter you all up with this toast. Ladies and gentlemen, as I said, June is the month of marriage, and we've worked hard to put together a special package for the season. Operators are standing by now to take your calls for orders for our hot new CD, Elmer Fudd Sings Songs of Love.
Love is a many splendid thing.
That's right, friends. Love appeals to us all, and Elmer Fudd sings for the old people, and he sings for the young people, too.
All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need.
Do you remember when your first passionate love affair broke up? Elmer remembers.
How you laughed when I cried each time I saw the tide wash our love letters from the sand.
This great CD includes all the classics, and remember, it's not sold in stores.
Can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna spend my whole life loving you.
And Elmer reminds us that persistence pays off in matters of the heart.
Love, love me do. You know I love you. I'll always be true. So please, love me too.
Elmer says, what good's a life if it isn't dedicated to love?
I will spend my whole life loving you. Loving you. Winter, summer, springtime too. Loving you. Loving you. Thank you very much.
But wait, there's more. If you call within the next 10 minutes, we'll throw in absolutely free this second unique musical offering. Elmer Fudd and Baba Wawa sing practically everything.
I want some wet roses for a blue lady. Mr. Flores, take my order, please.
We had a silly koala the other day. Wet these pretty flowers, take my blues away.
Yes, friends, this classic CD has every classic in it, everything from the song of your youth, Lollipop.
Wowie-pop, wowie-pop, wowie-wowie-pop.
Wowie-pop, wowie-pop, oh, wowie-wowie-pop. Wowie-pop, wowie-pop, oh, wowie-wowie-pop. Wowie-pop.
To this standard anguished song about lost love, we all cried to this one.
Wanting bear, loved with a white girl. With a love that couldn't die.
Or maybe you prefer Hoagie. They've got you covered.
Lazy bones sweeping in the sun.
Face it, friends, you don't want to be the only person in your neighborhood without this collection.
Wise men say only fools wash in, but I can't help loving in love with you.
That's right, this veritable grab bag of luscious lyrics and lively rhythms is can be yours for the whoa price of only $10 plus shipping and handling. That's Elmer Fudd Sings Songs of Love and Baba Wawa, and Elmer Fudd Sing Practically Everything. Not available in stores, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and operators are standing by now to take your calls.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, a love that was so strong. I'm a walking in the rain, tears are falling and I fear the pain, wishing you were here with me to end this misery. And I wonder, why she went away, and I wonder where she will stay. My widow went away, one away.
And continuing with our salute to June, here's the WFHB Gospel Girls.
Just be sure when you say I love you, it's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. I love you,
yes I do.
I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die. Just be sure it's true. When you say I love you, it's a sin to tell a lie. Baby, you sure look good to me. I told her I loved her, how I lied. And now she's getting set to be my blushing bride. If she leads me to the altar, I'm sunk. Cause I can't tell the preacher I was drunk. Well, Lord, have mercy on a low-count sinner. Give me another chance and let another guy win her. Cross my heart, hope to die. Never, never, ever tell another white lie. Cross my heart, hope to die.
because he's worth worse.
Now she can send to him my love and
I love you. Yes, I do. I love you. If you break my heart, I'll just die. Just be sure it's true. When you say I love you, it's a sin to tell a lie. Just be sure it's true. When you say I love you, it's a sin to tell.
Was a treat. Now let's have Mr. Art Heckman give us the lowdown on the season.
Every time I hear that dear old wedding march, I feel rather glad I have a broken heart. I've heard a lot of married people talk, and I know that marriage is a long, long walk. To most people, weddings mean romance, but I prefer a picnic or a dance. Another bride, another groom, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. The chorus sings, here comes the bride, another victim is by her side. He's lost his reason, 'cause it's the season for making whoopee. Down through the countless ages, you'll find it everywhere. Somebody makes good wages, somebody wants her share. She calls him Toodles, rolls her eyes, makes him strudels, bakes him pies. What is it all for? It's so he'll fall for making whoopee. Then in a year, maybe less, what's this I hear? Why can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee. She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone, he doesn't write. He thinks his and says he's making whoopee. He doesn't make much money. Maybe 5,000 per. Some judge who thinks he's funny says you give 6 to her. He says, judge, what if I fail? The judge says, budge, right off to jail. You better keep her, you'll find it's cheaper than making whoopee.
Yeah, this is Dear Crabby, advice for the forlorn. What sort of stupid problem are you calling with?
Well, hi, Mr. Crabby. I have a somewhat unusual problem. I hope you can help.
Carla, everyone thinks their own problems are unusual or unique or different or whatever. The truth of the matter is, they're all about the same. Boring. Tell me about the problem you think is unusual.
Well, it has to do with my profession.
And your profession is?
I'm a musician.
That's a problem for sure, but it's not unusual. There are already too many musicians running around loose. So what's your axe?
I play the dulciola.
The what?
The dulciola. D-O-L-C-E-O-L-A. There aren't the dulciola, yes. There aren't very many dulciolists around. And most of us only run loose during the day. At night, we have to go home to the halfway house.
You're jiving me, right? The dulciola? Are you calling from Moe's Tavern or something? I'm getting sick of these prank calls. You think I'm stupid? Don't answer that.
Look, Mr. Krabby, I'm a dulciolaist. Every time someone asks me to do what I do, and I tell them, they react just like you did. But that's not my problem.
Okay, Carla, let's pretend you're telling the truth. What's your name, by the way?
Doug.
Doug, huh? Where you from, Doug?
Dallas.
Oh, Doug the Dallas Dulciolist. Give me a break. Surely you're making that up.
My name's not Shirley. It's Doug.
Okay, Doug. What's your problem?
Well, lately, every time I play the dulciola in a show, when I'm finished, I get this overwhelming urge to smash it. You know, like the rock stars do. I've destroyed 5 dulciolas in the past month alone. And they didn't make all that many to begin with.
Interesting. What's a dulciola sound like?
Well, I've got mine here. Would you like to listen?
No, but after all this, I guess I have to.
Another one. What can I do, Krabby?
Well, Doug, from what I've just heard, I'd say you have what we call a self-correcting problem. Just keep smashing them until they're all gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Memphis, Tennessee, country blues artist Mr. Andy Cohen.
Howdy, folks. Really nice to be here. Thank you for having me back. Since this show is about cooking, say, Mama bought a chicken, thought it was a duck, put it on the table where the leg stuck up. Hey there, honey, where did you learn to cook? Long come sis, spoon in a glass, start to dishing out the gravy from the gas. Honey, where'd you learn to cook? surely it must not have been out of your mama's cookbook. Now watch out. Now, the preacher came over, he gave him chicken stew. The preacher couldn't preach for a week or two. Honey, where'd you learn to cook? Now, the deacon came over, we gave him some too. But the deacon couldn't deek for a week or two. Hey there, honey, where did you learn to cook? Surely it must not have been out of your mama's cookbook. I'm gonna leave here running, don't need no help. Staying around here, gonna ruin my health. Honey, where'd you learn to cook? Surely it must not have been out of your mama's cookbook. Now watch out. Honey, where'd you learn to cook? You ever have somebody come to your house, they just eat you out of house and home? Every time you look at them, they're in the cabinet getting that last bowl of Cap'n Crunch. They's in a cookie jar getting that last Oreo cookie you were saving, you know. You know what the worst thing they do? This could be me. They go to the refrigerator, and they get that last piece of Kentucky Fried Chicken, and they eat it right up, right there, and there you stand licking their fingers. You can't have that. You can't have that, or that's a disease. If you are the patient what has that disease, I am the doctor what has the cure. And if this cure won't do you no good without you, don't take it. If you have this disease, the cure is, if you can't say it to them sometimes, you just can't say it to them, you know, you might need them someday. You can't just say, go and never darken my door again. That would be a social faux pas of the worst order. But if you have this disease, the cure is, if you can't say it to them, sing it to them. If you can't say it to them, sing it to them. I want everybody to repeat after me. Come down and see me sometime. Come down and see me sometime. Eat your breakfast before you come. Bring your dinner in your hand. No, I'm from Memphis. We say hane. And get out before supper time. Well, all right. Come down, see me sometime. Come down and see me sometime. Eat your breakfast before you come. Bring a dinner in your hand. Get out before supper time. I had a little bag. It was made of gold. The strings was made with twine. And the onlyest song that I ever could sing was I wish the prettiest gal was mine. Sing! Come down and see me sometime. Why don't you? Eat your breakfast before you come. Bring a dinner in your hand. Get out before supper time. Well, the jaybird died with a whooping cough. The sparrow died with the colic. The cat come back with the fiddle on his back. He's a-marching on down to the frolic. Say, come down and see me sometime. Why don't you? Eat your breakfast before you come. Bring a dinner in your hand. Get out before supper time. Oh, I just love that lick. I like it so much, I'm gonna do it again. Doesn't that sound sweet? Well, a rich gal drives in a Cadillac car, and a poor gal drives in a Ford. My gal, she gets around town riding on old skateboards. Hey, come down and see me sometime. Come down and see me sometime. Eat your breakfast before you come. Bring a dinner in your hand. Get out before supper time. Well, I met a pretty gal walking down the street. And I said, honey, would you be my wife? Well, her boyfriend come up with a Winchester rifle. Try to run me out all of my life. Hey, come down and see me sometime. Come down and see me sometime. Eat your breakfast before you come. Bring a dinner in your hand. Get out before supper time. There's that lick again. I just love that lick. You know, after I got out of the hospital and I was feeling my Cheerios again, I went down my best gal's house. This is what happened. I went down my best gal's house. She just gone to bed. I pulled off my clothes, getting there with her. Got a bed slats out of my head. Say, come down and see me sometime. Come down and see me sometime. Eat your breakfast before you come. Bring the dinner in your hand. Get out before supper time. Come down and see me sometime. Come down and see me sometime. Eat your breakfast before you come. Bring the dinner in your hand. Get out before supper time.
We take you now to our popular new series, Johnny Cash's TV What's Cookin' Show.
Hello, I'm Johnny Low on Cash. You may have known me from when I was the Man in Black, but I gave up my singing career to teach folks how to cook. That's how important it is to me. Now I'm the Man in Gray, because having a TV cooking show is not the most lucrative job in the world. But enough of my problems. Let's have a big round of applause for my co-host, Miss Julia Child.
Johnny, I've been working right hard on my hillbilly accent since I commenced appearing on this here show, and I think I've made some progress. What do you all think?
Well, the howdy was fine, but we didn't hire you on this show to get you to talk like a hillbilly. There was a more important reason.
Oh, well, what could that be?
You're willing to work cheap. Folks, Julia will be back with her recipe a little bit later on. Now, though, help me welcome my first guest for the day, Mr. Merle Haggard.
First thing I remember eating with my little heart a-beating was some applesauce that Mama fried. I tried sushi and the rest, but none of them passed the test. No one could cook it right till Mama fried. One and only gourmet child, I like my fish called wild. I always like to shop in grocery stores. Despite all my cookbook learning, to the fried food I kept turning.
till Mama couldn't teach me anymore. Oh, she fried her mashed potatoes
for her puddings I could die. No one could cook it right till Mama fried.
Mama fried, Mama fried her avocados
and her great banana pie. Anything
that looked like food, Mama fried.
Merle Haggard, it's good to see you. Sounds like you had a typical Southern upbringing, complete with a lot of fried food.
Yeah, yeah, Johnny. Fried food was all we had. Mama was passionate on the subject. The desserts were the best. Fried ice cream, fried cream pies, you name it. Mama wouldn't even let us eat candy unless she fried it.
Fried candy?
Oh, yeah. Mama was deep frying Twinkies long before they had started selling them at state fairs. You know, if we came home with candy, she'd make us empty it all into a bowl, and she'd fry it right up.
Even chewing gum?
Oh, no, 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 no. Mama said chewing gum wasn't food, less than you swallowed it. If we wanted to swallow it, well, we had to take it out of our mouths, and she'd fry it for us.
Well, it's clear that you know what you're talking about there, Merle.
Yeah.
What are you going to share with our audience today?
Well, Johnny, there's two types of frying. There's skillet frying, and there's deep fat frying. Every house needs to have at least two deep fat fryers, you know, in case you want to have a salad with your meal. By the way, I have a special line of deep fat fryers I sell on the internet, and everyone in the audience today can buy one at the door for half off. I thought I'd tell the folks how to make deep fried chili today.
Then step right into the Johnny Cash What's Cooking Kitchen, and let's try some deep fried chili.
All right.
Walk us through it, Merle.
Well, first you take about a pound of ground beef and you slap it into a mixing bowl. Then you chop up a couple of onions and a green pepper, and you put those into a bowl with the ground beef. And then you open up a can of kidney beans and you pour them in with the other stuff. And now you add some chili powder, big glob of hot sauce, and a goodly amount of salt. Now, you open up a box of cornmeal mix. You dump that in. Then you mix it all up good and proper-like. Yep, with your electric mixer like that. And then for best results, I'd recommend one of my Merle Haggard electric mixers. They're good at mixing stuff up, and they hardly ever break into flames. Now, you've got a nice, thick mixture here, Johnny, and you use your hands to form it into balls, somewhere between the size of a golf ball and a tennis ball.
Okay. Now you got your famous chili balls.
Yep.
What's next?
Well, you turn on your Merle Haggard deep fat fryer. Now, this puppy don't take all day and half the night to get hot. I turn it on, and it's hot in a few seconds, and when the ding sounds, you put your chili balls in the fryer for 3 minutes. You take them out of the fryer, you put them on a plate, and you squirt some ketchup on there. And you're ready for dinner. And that's Merle Haggard's special deep-fried chili, folks. Enjoy.
Hey, give me one of those. And a little white lightning to wash it down with. That's a mighty fine chili, Merle. Mighty fine.
Well, thanks, Johnny. Have me back someday, and I'll teach you how to make fried tuna fish sandwiches and fried rice pudding.
Can't wait. Merle Haggard, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the WFHB Gospel Girls.
Ooh, I'm the music
inside your soul. More precious to you than diamonds,
more precious than gold.
I'm your lover, as true can be.
And if you ever need a friend,
you can count on me. A song there since the start of time.
On your first birthday, I'll be there.
When they drop dirt on your life, in captivity or dancing baby free.
When you're down and need a joyful sound,
you can count on me. Count on me.
Keeps rising. I will be right by your side.
You can count on me. Ooh, you can count on me. A melody and story in perfect rhyme and time. Even the wind is singing
up on silver chimes.
Sound can take you to any memory.
I'm the spirit. Can you hear it? You can count on me.
Count on me.
Count on me.
You can count on me.
You can count on me.
Count on me.
Count on me. You can count on me.
The bridge breaks and the river keeps rising.
I will be right by your side.
You can count on me. You can count on me. You can count on me.
Thank you very much. That was a Suzette Weekly original, Count on Me. Arranged by Who's Your Darling?
Just can't buy.
One look
from you,
from you.
I drift away,
away.
I pray
that you
are here to stay.
Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. Anything at all, you got it, baby. Every time I hold you, I begin to understand everything about you tells me you're my man.
I live
my life
to be
with you,
no one
can do
the
things
you do.
Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. Anything at all, you got it, baby.
anything you need, you got it. Anything at all, you got it. You got it. You got it, babe. I'm glad to give my love to you. I know you feel the way I do. Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. Anything at all, you got it, baby. Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. Anything at all, you got it, baby. Anything you want, got it, baby. You got it.
Let's check back in with the Johnny Cash What's Cooking Show and see what's cooking now.
Please welcome our next guest, Mr. Willie Nelson.
On the grill again. I just can't wait to get on the grill again. The life I love is making burgers for my friends. And I can't wait to get on the grill again.
Welcome to the Johnny Cash TV What's Cooking Show, Willie. I must say, you're looking pretty good for a man of your age. Does that have anything to do with the recipe you're going to share with us today?
Well, it sure does, Johnny. I've been eating these Cousin Willie's special burgers all my life, and they've given me the strength to carry on through all the toil and strife, even against the IRS.
Well, don't keep us in suspense any longer, friend. Just step up to the Johnny Cash What's Cooking Kitchen and show us how to make them.
Okay, Johnny. First comes the selection of your meat. Now, that's real important. I've been doing this for a long time, and I generally just shoot the cow myself. Generally, you want to do that out in the pasture where your neighbor can't see you're killing one of his cows. And you want to field dress it right there. I also make aprons out of the cow hides, and those babies are for sale for the audience today only, and they're branded with my own autograph.
A lot of people might have trouble with the field dressing part. Any suggestions?
Well, sure. If you can't do it yourself, just give a shout-out to Sarah Palin.
You betcha, I'm never far away. Pew, pew, pew.
Well, now, after you get your meat dressed like that there, you use your chainsaw to cut it up into workable pieces. Yeah, that'll work. Then let it age overnight. That may seem like a long time, but it's important. I've taken the liberty of bringing in some properly aged beef here, and now I'm going to pitch it into my special Willie Nelson meat grinder. If you call within the next 10 minutes, I'll sell you one of these babies for half the extremely low price of $341.93. Okay, here goes. Okay, looks like we got a good medium grind going there. So we're going to put this in the mixing bowl now and add a little salt. Well, wait a minute. That was just a touch too much. Can we get that out of there? Okay, that's good. Now we got her. Add a little bit of pepper. Liberal dose of hot sauce, and then some of this. You want to put some of this stuff in.
What is that leafy stuff you're putting in there now, Willie?
Well, is this show being filmed in Colorado?
No, in Indiana.
Oh, isn't that that state where the governor...
Yeah, that state.
Oh, well, in that case, it's oregano. Yep, Colorado oregano. Go ahead and put lots in. It's my secret ingredient. I grow it myself. Oh, yeah, we're getting there now. Okay, now you want to fire up your grill. And I must say, Johnny, this is a lot better if you use my special Cousin Willie on the Grill Again grill, which is on sale today for only the special low price of... Well, anyway, you can get them cheap. So go ahead and make your patties and slap them right on the grill now. I like mine pretty rare, so I do a minute on the first side and then I flop it over and do another minute. Okay, now just hoist them babies off the grill and put them on buns. Squirt a little ketchup on there, and you got yourself a real serious burger.
Let me try one. That's one great burger, my friends. And the more I eat, the more I want to have another one. And another one.
Help yourself, Johnny.
Willie Nelson, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget the Colorado oregano. It makes all the difference.
Oh. I forgot you can smoke the meat if you want to, too.
Good idea. Let's hear it for Willie Nelson, folks.
It's 4:57, and you're listening to WFHB at 91.3 and 98.1 FM in Bloomington, Indiana. The Firehouse Follies are made possible by Ivy Tech Community College and the Friday Folk series of acoustic music. We would also like to thank Aver's Pizza, the Smokehouse, and Players Pub for additional support. Now, as you may be aware, Donald Trump has been proclaimed by himself and other members of the former Republican Party as its presumptuous nominee for the office of President of the United States. Well, we at the Firehouse Follies gave some thought to launching a full-scale investigation of the Trump campaign. But, you know, this journalism stuff takes lots of time and more money than the station will trust us with. So we decided we could save ourselves some energy and stay in our budget by following the time-honored tradition of most media outlets. That's right, we decided to make the whole thing up. Well, if they can do it, so can we. This report is based solely on the hallucinations of one of our writers who, in order to show everyone how much he likes Hispanics, binged out on tacos and temporarily lost track of reality. Don't take it too seriously, but be afraid. Be very afraid. Our story begins deep in the bowels of Trump Tower, in a room whose existence is known to only a handful of people. Join us now for the premiere episode of the WFHB horror comic series... A Night in Trump Towers!
No,
What's the matter, Donald? Not comfortable when you're bound and gagged? Toady, remove the gag.
Oh, sure, boss. Coming right off.
You'll never get away with this, whoever you are. You can't keep me tied up here forever.
Think that if you wish, Donald. And since we're friends, you can call me by my rightful name, Donald Trump. Oh, no, wait. That's Dr. Doom. You're Donald Trump. Right. And you're tied up and gagged in this room you used for so many years to confine your enemies. And while you're down here suffering, I'm walking through the world impersonating you. I even fooled your wife. By the way, she likes your new, larger hands.
Just what do you expect to get from all this, Dr. Doom?
Oh, please, just call me Doc. Or you can call me Donald. I'm you, and you're just a nobody, a loser. And you know that America hates losers. Oh, well, what am I going to get out of it, you ask?
Yeah, boss, what are you going to get out of it? Don't be confused again.
Cretin, we've been over this plan 1,000 times.
Oh, Toady hasn't got that many fingers.
Oh.
Just once more, boss, please.
Oh, very well. It is a deviously daring and diabolical plan, if I do say so myself. And the Donald here might appreciate it.
I doubt it.
Oh, Donald, don't disagree with the boss. He doesn't encourage third-party input.
It's like this, Toady. As Donald Trump, I get elected president. And then, well, the world is my oyster.
Boss, Toady likes oysters.
Breton, this isn't about you, it's about me. It's always been about me.
Right, right.
That's why the Donald here is so easy to impersonate. We both have such beautifully huge egos.
Sorry, boss. So, what do we do next?
Now, I have a meeting in the boardroom to discuss my pick for vice president. Now, put the gag back on Donald the loser and let's go.
You'll never get away with this, Doom. You're an imposter. You're going to screw up and say something stupid.
Donald. I've been saying stupid things all through the campaign. That's why people are convinced that I'm you. They love me, Donald. They love me. I can say anything. I can do anything, and they just love me more. Oh, by the way, once I'm elected, I will feed you to the alligators. The gag, Toady.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, you idiot, like, on him.
Oh, sorry.
The American people will never accept the...
Toady, let us leave this loser to contemplate his loserness. We have important business.
Oh, my favorite.
By the way, did you get a tie like I told you to?
Oh, yes, boss, yes, I've been practicing with it. Where are we going now?
To the elevator.
Oh.
I shall get off at the 12th floor and go to my meeting. You go to floor 13 and wait in your room until you hear the buzzer. Then come to the boardroom. Be sure to have your tie on.
All right, boss. Okay, wear a tie. Toady will not disappoint.
See that you don't.
Okay.
It's going to be great, Toady. Wonderful.
And so, in his guise as the Donald, Dr. Doom goes to the boardroom to discuss the selection of a vice presidential nominee.
Gentlemen, sorry to be... Wait a minute. There's a woman in this room... What in the name of all that's holy is she doing here? No women. That's rule one. Women weaken my powers, especially your ugly ones.
Mr. Trump, I'm Gigi, and my job is to advise you on how to get the women's votes. I hope I can be of some useful service to you.
I don't need advice on how to get the women's votes. The women love me. Like the blacks, you know, and Hispanics. The Hispanics all love me. That's because I eat taco salads. Hey, feed this broad to the lions.
What are you talking about?
All right. Now we can get down to serious business. Let's talk vice president.
Mr. Trump, many of us think you should choose a woman candidate.
A woman? Now, what did I just say was rule one?
Well, look, she wouldn't have to say much and just look beautiful, and she could adore you, and since your opponent is likely to be a woman...
I don't need a woman. I got a wife. If I did, I'd pick Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin!
That's right, folks. You betcha. Pew, pew, pew.
And I already have plans for Sarah. She's going to be in charge of the EPA, unless I decide to abolish it.
Yeah, you betcha. How's it spelled?
Well, Mr. Trump, in that case, why would you think about the idea of having a black person as your VP? Ben Carson's available.
No. You don't understand. I've got the black vote. Look, I have a great idea for this vice president thing, bound to get us a lot of votes.
What is that, sir?
In a word, Apprentice 2.
Electric Boogaloo? I'm afraid I don't understand.
Hey, I own all the incomprehensible jokes here. You're fired. Feed him to the alligators. Now, look, Apprentice was a highly popular TV show, am I right?
Right.
Great ratings, am I right?
Right.
So we do Apprentice 2, a week of drama and good solid entertainment, and at the end, I select the vice president nominee from the poor slobs who come on the show.
But what if some real loser gets selected?
Hey, who's doing the selecting here? You idiot. You're fired. Oh, get out. No. Get out rid of this cretin. Throw him in the snake pit. Besides, the whole thing is rigged. I've already picked a vice presidential candidate.
Who have you picked, boss?
Well, I'll introduce you.
You rang, sir?
Gentlemen, this is Toad, Tony. Tony, our new vice president.
Tony.
Hello, Tony. Tony. I don't think I ever saw a belt quite like the one you're wearing. It looks more like a tie than a belt.
Cretin, I thought I told you to learn how to wear a tie.
Sorry, boss. I thought it was to hold my pants up.
Oh, gee. Tony's got a weird sense of humor. He's a businessman. He understands how to negotiate and how to entertain his clients. He will be vital to my campaign. He's the only candidate I'll accept. Now, we need signs, bumper stickers, hashtags, urinal cakes, all that sort of thing. They should read Donald and Tony Forever, the great American slate.
Sir... Are you sure about this Tony here? Has he been vetted?
Hey, Tony doesn't see vets, except for a time he got rabies.
Is there anything in his past that might embarrass us? We can't be too sure. What are his credentials? The press will be on us like fish on a bicycle.
Tony has no past. Tony created in lab by mad scientist. At least he got mad after he thought, Tony, I miss you, Daddy.
There he goes, joking again. Look, Tony is loyal. He's one of the only people I trust. Get used to it. And don't worry about credentials. If you needed credentials to run for office, I wouldn't be here now. And don't worry about the press either. We intend to spike their cocktails with mind-controlling drugs at the next press conference. They always go for the free booze. Now, Tony, go back to your room. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, yeah. Sure thing, boss. Anything you say.
You see? Now, that's what I'm looking for in an advisor. Someone who realizes that I'm the smartest guy I know, and I don't need to hear anything contrary from anyone. Now, gentlemen, I have a few new plans. Now what?
Excuse me, Mr. Trump? Trump? I know you don't want to be disturbed, but there's a man here who says he must see you now. He says to tell you that code name Blue Boy has important business.
Ah, Blue Boy, huh? I'd better talk to him. Put him in the red room, Sandy.
Yes, sir. the Red Room, sir. Should I provide refreshments?
Nah, he doesn't rate that high. Gentlemen, take a break. Like we used to say in the military, smoke 'em if you got 'em. No vaping, though. That's too PC. I'll be right back.
I wonder what's on old Blue Boy's mind. Now, here's the Red Room. Bill, Bill, you're a sight for sore eyes. What brings you to Trump Towers?
Donald, we have to talk.
What's the problem, Bill?
Well, it's Hillary. She's getting uppity. She figures the way you've been acting, she's going to mop up the floor with you. She's already planning for life in the White House. Donald, she says I'm going to have to live in Bo's room when she's president. You've got to stop acting so stupid.
Don't worry, Bill. The acting stupid thing is just an act. I have a master plan.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't know the Obamas had a room for Bo. Yeah. That's one pampered dog.
Well, yeah. It's more like a house out back. She says she's going to have them take out the room service buzzer, though. And she says I'm going to have to choose colors for the new curtains for every room in the house. She's already making me clean our house, Donald. I don't think I can take any more of this.
All right, just keep sending me information on her plans, Bill. Leave it all to me. I'll save Bo's room for my vice president. He'll like it there. Is Hillary gearing up for the California primary?
Oh, you bet. She's got a new theme song just for California.
The East Coast girls like Bernie really make me tear my hair. But the Southern girls, they all vote for me. Feels good when I'm down there. The Midwest farmers' daughters were on Bernie's side this time. And the Northern girls may be cold to some, but they like me all right.
I wish they all could be California girls.
I wish they all could be California.
I wish they all could be California girls.
Oh, Donald. Donald, what can we do?
You know the San Andreas fault?
Well, yes, but...
My team has been busy out there.
All right.
Now, when Hillary's campaigning in California, mm-hmm. there's going to be a major earthquake, and Hillary and half of California will slide into the ocean. That'll solve most of our problems.
Well, that's pure genius.
Hey, haven't I told you how smart I am? Now, look, I got to get back to my meeting. Don't worry. It's under control.
Well, if you say so. But I'm worried, Donald. Really worried.
Hey, this is about me, not you. Let's go out the back door. Wouldn't want anyone to see you here. Just step into this chute, well, and away you go.
Help! I'm being pulled under by the white water!
My first bill has passed. World domination will soon be mine. Too bad you won't be here to see it, Billy boy. The only thing that can stop me is to be around women. Well, back to my so-called advisors. Gentlemen,
I'm sorry to keep you waiting. Now, look, I've got some major ideas on how to reorganize the cabinet. It's going to be huge, huge. First, we stop calling the heads of the departments secretaries. People might think they're women. Now, as soon as I'm elected, it'll be Supervisor of Defense, for example. And I want some new departments. The Department of Bankruptcies and Lawsuits is first. We'll declare bankruptcy and renegotiate the national debt to 5 cents on the dollar. And then I got to have the Small Animal Administration to take care of my hair. We need a Department of Walls and Barriers to keep people out. You know, no Mexicans, no Muslims. And maybe we should bar the Catholics, too. The Pope doesn't respect me. And no Brits either. And no one from any country I never heard of. Now, we'll get rid of the Department of Education. We all know the masses must remain the masses. We have something to put in their water to make that happen, kind of like Flint, you know. We got to do away with the Supreme Court, too. We'll release 1,000 or so deer ticks in their chambers, and they'll all die of Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And, you know, we're going to have to do something about Congress. Anthrax should work fine, and the beauty is no one will notice that they're gone.
But little does Dr. Doom know that the real Donald Trump, in captivity in the isolated room, in the bowels of Trump Tower, has tapped his fingernails on the floor in Morse code to summon his trained rat, which is even now working to chew through his restraints.
Ah, free at last. Thanks for coming over from Jersey, Chris. Any businessman worth his salt realizes how important it is to make friends with the rats. Now, I must neutralize Dr. Doom and convince the public that I'm not the buffoon that he has portrayed me as being. Come, my pretty, we have work to do. Yeah, unlike me, he does not respect women, and I suspect he has a real weakness there. I'll summon the trumpets to help with this.
And thus the stage is set. Will the real Donald triumph, or will the false Donald achieve his goal of world domination? Will California slide into the ocean like the mystics and statistics say it will, and take Hillary with it? Will Doom change the name of the San Andreas Fault to Obama's Fault?
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah. Well, tune in on 9/11 for the exciting conclusion to A Night in Trump Towers.
I'm the meanest chump that ever took a dump. The grand old party's my personal rump. I'm a carbolic acid and a poison face and a stand flat-footed in favor of crime and disgrace. Ever done a good deed, I'm sorry of it. Still a whole lot too good to suit myself. Now I'm mean in the east, I'm mean in the west. I'm mean to the people I like the best. I go around and I cause a lot of accidents and I push folks down and I cause train wrecks. I can't help it. I was born good, just like you or anybody else. I just turned off mean. I hate everybody don't look like me, and I'd rather see you dead than I'd ever see you free. I'd 10 times rather see you starve than work, reading all the books I can to learn how to hurt. I used to be a fairly nice feller. Then I turned a scab, and I turned off yeller, and I fought every union teeth and toenail. And then I sprouted a 6-inch stinger right in the middle of my tail. Then I growed horns, and I cut them off. I wanted to fool you, keep you without no job, keep you without no vote, keep you without no unions, because I hated union everywhere, because God likes unions, and I hate God. Now, if I could just get everybody's brains a-boiling in turpentine and their teeth a-falling out up and down the street, that'd suit me fine. Then if I can get the colors fighting one another and sister against brother, that'd be just it. Because I'm mean. I'm so mean. I'm just mean.
Incidentally, friends and neighbors. Now, behind me here is this good-looking young man, Mr. Tony Brewer, who is our sound effects person today. And every day. He's a little bit disappointed because he didn't get a chance to do some of the special super sound effects that we had come up with. For example, the flight of B-52s flying over and dropping bombs. Or the flight of the bumblebees. He couldn't do those either. We're very fortunate, actually, that Tony is here today. You may not be aware of this, but Tony Brewer was actually raised by wolves. Yes, he came from a very, very substantial wolf family. Wolfgang and Winifred Wolf were his wolf parents. And with all the other wolves, he did all the things that wolves do. You know, they played soccer. They kept breaking the balls with their toenails, though, except for Tony. He was the only one that didn't have those long toenails, so he was really the best soccer player in the lot. They played ping pong. And, you know, they had a little band. They called themselves the Wolfmen. You may not be aware of this. Or maybe you are aware of this. You're reasonably intelligent people. I think you're probably aware of the fact that there are people who would do away with all these wolves, and that makes Tony very sad. He thinks of Mama Winifred, and he thinks of Wolfgang, his father, and he thinks of William, his brother. And he thinks of Winona, that's his sister, of course. You know, and they're out there in the wild, and there are hunters coming after them.
I'm hunting wolves.
All they really want is just to, you know, eat a few wild animals, because that's what they do.
Because I'm hungry.
Yeah. And so Tony was actually thinking about going on strike in order to do something for the family.
Strike?
Yeah, I forgot to mention that.
Right.
He wasn't a very good baseball player, so he had a lot of strikes against him and very few home runs. But we were able to persuade him by doubling his salary to come here today and join us and be the normal, lovable Tony Brewer that he always is.
And don't forget my wolf family.
Don't forget the wolf family. And now, Jason, I think you have something for us here.
Let's go back to Johnny Cash and see what's on the menu this time.
It's time for Jolly Julia Child to get back out here for her recipe for the week. What do you got today for us, Julia?
Oh, you know, of course, Johnny, I abhor things that are not good for you. And somewhere down here in your clogged heart of hearts, I'm sure you realize that fried foods should be avoided.
Julia, we're trying to make a living here.
Oh, just so. To honor that, today I will teach you and your lovely audience the proper way to make pommes frites.
Pommes frites? Who is that, some Frenchman?
Oh, that's pommes frites. Potatoes deep fried. I believe you call them freedom fries.
French fries? But, Julia, everyone knows how to make French fries.
Those abominations you call French fries. No, Johnny. I said the proper way to make pommes frites.
Well, then, Julia, just step inside the Johnny Cash What's Cooking Kitchen and show us the way.
Very well, Johnny. We start with the ingredients. The pommes de terre, or potatoes, must be at the proper point of freshness. This is very important. Use only potatoes that have been dug up at midnight, 87 and one-half hours after the vines have begun to die. Now, I know you will be thinking, how can I see to dig potatoes at midnight? That's why I'm offering for a special low price my Julia Child battery-powered potato-digging lamp. You just fasten it to your pitchfork like so. Right, and Viola, you have a light to dig by. Call now, folks, and get this lamp for half the normal low price of $27.83.
I see the light, Julia. So we have our perfect potatoes. What's next?
Well, you have to peel the potatoes ever so gently now. Then, using a very sharp knife, we cut them into strips, like so. Oh, ouch! Ouch! Doggone it! I cut my finger off. Oh, quick, Johnny. Remove it from the potatoes. Wouldn't want to have it deep fried, too. I always keep a supply of bourbon around for occasions such as this.
To pour on the wound to sterilize it?
Oh, no, no. Give me that. I drink a big slug of it. That's the ticket. I also keep an ample supply of duct tape and gauze on hand, so bear with me a moment while I tape this pesky digit back into place. Okay. Oh, we're all good.
Are you sure, Julia? Shouldn't you go to the emergency room or something?
Silly boy. I've cut off so many fingers during my career that I've lost count. But this will be fine. But audience, remember, always keep an ample supply of bourbon, some duct tape and gauze close at hand when you're working with sharp knives. Okay, Johnny, now maybe you can help with this. We mince up some garlic, and we toss it into the bowl with the potatoes. Now, measure out exactly 1 1/4 teaspoons of healthy sea salt. Yes. Then add some capers, some very expensive caviar, and truffles dug only by pigs who are current on their flu shots. These go in the bowl with the potatoes. Mix all the ingredients together well. Now, cover, and we place it in the refrigerator for exactly 7 hours and 13 minutes. It is critical to be sure this time is correct if your pommes frites are to be properly cooked. Now, I always use the special Julia Child kitchen timer to be sure that I have gotten the exact time right. And 7 hours and 12 minutes ago, I mixed up a batch of potatoes and put them in the refrigerator, so as soon as the timer goes off, we are ready to fry. Ready. Now, I take them out of the fridge and transfer them immediately to the deep fryer. Now we deep fry these for 6.457 minutes. We pull them out. We shake off the oil. Put them on a plate. Squirt some catsup over them. And voila, the world's best pommes frites.
Let me just taste these. Yum, yum. Pretty dang good fries there, Julia. Hey, this one's got a ring on it.
Thank you. Oh, can I have that back? Thank you so much.
What's on the menu next week?
Oh, next week we'll be making chicken fried snails with okra, Johnny. They're finger-licking good.
I can't wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back the WFHB Gospel Girls.
Just a fool, you know you're in love. You got to face it to live in this world. You take the good along with the bad. Oh, sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're sad. You know you love him, you can't understand why he treats you like he do when he's such a good man.
He's got me smiling, I should be ashamed. Mm-hmm. Got me laughing when my heart is in pain. Mm-hmm. Oh, now I must be a fool. Mm-hmm. Cause I'll do anything he wants me to.
Oh, you're just a fool. You know you're in love.
You know you're in love.
You've got to face it to live in this world. You take the good along with the bad.
Oh, now
sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're sad. You know you love him. Can't understand why he treats you like he do when he's such a good man.
Without that man, I don't want to live. Mm-hmm. You think I'm lying, but I'm telling you like it is. Mm-hmm. He's got my nose open, that's no lie. Mm-hmm. And I just want to keep him satisfied.
Oh, you're just a fool. You know you're
in love.
You got to face it to live in this world. You take the good along with the bad.
Along with the bad.
Sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're sad. You know you love him, you can't understand why he treats you like he do when he's such a good man.
Than words. Mm-hmm. The truest thing that I ever heard. Mm-hmm. I trust that man and all that he do. Mm-hmm. And I'll do anything he wants me to.
Oh, you're just a fool. You know you're in love. You got to face it to live in this world. You take the good along with the bad.
That's right.
Sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're sad. You know you love him, you can't understand why he treats you like he do when he's such a good man.
Thank you so much.
Love is but a song we sing, and fear's the way we die. You can make the angels sing, or make the birds fly. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Some may come and some may go, this will surely pass. When the one that's left us here returns for us at last,
smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Come on, people, now smile on your brother.
Now let's get back to Johnny and his next guest.
Now, friends, our last guest of the day is also the prettiest. Make welcome Miss Patsy Cline.
My peaches.
Patsy Cline, we all knew you were a songbird, but I never guessed you were a gourmet cook as well.
Oh, well, Johnny, I'm on the road a lot, and there's nothing I like better than getting home and frying up a storm. The food you get on the road always seems to be tiny portions of those things cooked up just to look pretty without a lick of taste. Now, why, there's no lard in that stuff at all.
I know what you mean, girlfriend. Everything I am today, I owe to Greece. And I'm always ready to praise the lard. So, what are you going to cook for us today?
Well, I thought I'd show you and your audience how to fry up peaches in lard. I call it the Patsy Cline Lard Fried Peaches and Peppers.
Lardy, lardy, let's do it then. Just okay. Step right up here to the Johnny Cash What's Cooking Kitchen and show us your secrets.
So, you want to start with a good brand of canned peaches. I use Fiddlin' Joe's brand with Rocky Mountain High fructose corn syrup. That always improves the taste, and I know they wouldn't put it in the food if it weren't good for us.
Would that be one or two cans?
Oh, one big one does me just fine, Johnny. Now, you open that can with my special Patsy Cline electric can opener. Oh, yeah. Which is I'm making it available today at a special reduced price. And now you just flop these peaches in a big mixing bowl. And now chop up some hot peppers. Now call me crazy, but I use 5 or 6. Now that's clearly up to you. Now there's two different ways you can fry these peaches.
Two ways, huh?
Yep, you can skillet fry them or deep fat fry them. Now today we'll be skillet frying. To do that, you gotta add some tapioca to thicken. And once they get pretty thick, you mix in a little flour, melt some lard in that skillet, and then make some patties out of the peaches, throw them into that hot lard. Fry for a minute or so on one side. Now then flip them over. Do the other side. Now don't undercook them, though. That'd be dangerous. Take them out of the skillet. Slap on some ketchup. And there you have them, Johnny. Patsy Cline's lard-fried peaches and peppers. Now try some. I'm so glad you liked them, Johnny. Thanks for having me on your show today. I gotta get going.
Come back anytime, Patsy.
Oh, I'd love to. Bye, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our show for the day. But before we leave, Julia and I would like to say thanks for joining us.
Oh, yes, folks. If you're watching on TV, call the number on your screen right now, and we'll give you a great price on Johnny's Johnny Cash What's Cookin' Catsup, the secret ingredient for any meal featuring fried foods, which is just about any meal at all.
That's right. Try it on all your fried oatmeal for breakfast. You'll like it. Be back with us next week when our guests will be Elvis, Sonny Bono, and Frank Zappa, and Julia will explore the world of finger food. Good cooking.
Bon appetit, you all.
Now, folks, a word from Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises.
Friends, are you satisfied with your current living situation, or do you want more from life?
Sorry, folks.
Mommy?
Yes, dear.
Mommy.
Where are we?
I want my own room and my own kitchen and my own little girl cave. I need them to realize my full emotional development.
Oh, but dear, you know our apartment is too small for that. If your daddy would pay some child support, we might be able to move. But we both know what a deadbeat he is.
I want my own room. Now, if I don't get it, I report you to child welfare abuse.
Oh, but dear.
Well, perhaps I can be of service, Mommy.
Oh, it's you again. You always startle me when you do that radio trick thing. But what can you do to help, short of giving me money?
Well, Mommy, Fiddlin' Joe feels your pain. He was born in Calvert, which is the wrong side of the tracks in Trevlac. And he knows what it's like not to have a nice place to live in. And that's why he's developed the Fiddlin' Joe Palatial Party Estates, the perfect place for a mommy such as yourself.
Palatial Party Estates? But that sounds like it'll be filled with rich students. Rent will be high, and they'll party all night long, and we won't be able to sleep.
Not to worry, Mommy. Fiddlin' Joe will vastly overcharge the students so he can keep the rent on a limited number of units down to an almost reasonable rate. And this development takes full advantage of smart technology.
Smart technology? How can that help?
Well, just imagine for a moment that the next door apartment folks are having a party. If and when they get real loud, the smart technology kicks in and they'll hear this.
Residents of room 206, please note that it is 3 a.m. and your neighbors would like to sleep. Thank you for your cooperation.
Well, what if that doesn't work?
Well, then, the technology escalates.
Residents of room 206, it's 3:15 in the morning, and shut up now or I'll spray you with skunk mist.
Wow, this sounds like a good place for us.
And it's got smart doors, smart carpets, smart can openers, and even smart doorknobs. And the homework helper app to do your little girl's homework.
Does it have smart TVs?
Oh, come on, Mommy. Even Fiddlin' Joe knows that TVs can never be smart. But it does have smart radios, though. They only receive WFHB.
Mommy? Mommy, let's move to Felatio Palace Estates. It'll be grand.
Why, dear, I believe we will. Thanks to Fiddlin' Joe.
I love you, Mommy, and I'm fooling for Fiddlin' Joe.
Well, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, well, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill. I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dance is free. If you wanna have fun, come along with me. I said, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Well, I'm free and ready, so we can go steady. How's about saving some of your time for me? No more looking, I know I've been tooken. How's about keeping steady company? I'm gonna throw my date book over the fence. Find me one for 5 or 10 cents. Keep it till it's covered with age, 'cause I'm writing your name down on every page. Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Please welcome back Mr. Andy Cohen.
Featuring Ms. Carolyn Dutton on the fiddle. What a great fiddler she is. Thank you.
whistle on the midnight train is sweet tonight, calling me the way an old time lover might. And every time the whistle moans, it says to me, I'll take you back to where your soul is free. Something about the way that lady sings tonight. Her raucous melody warms up the hobo night. I have not felt this way since I was 17. Once upon a time when steam was king. Come on, you worn out railroad bum, it's time to go. Time to go. Time to go. Come on, you weary railroad bum, get up and go. Rattling back to where my soul is free. Somewhere in the murky night, the whistle wails. Swear it's calling me to come and ride the rail. Telling me to leave my callous things behind. Telling me it will take me back in time. Come on, you worn out railroad bum, time to go. Time to go. Time to go. Come on, you weary railroad bum, get up and go. Rattling back to where my soul is free. Miss Dutton? Westbound run. They're waiting by the river there for me to come. So you don't have to worry what's become of me. Rattling back to where my soul is free. Come on, worn out railroad bum, it's time to go. Time to go. Time to go. Come on, you weary railroad bum, get up and go. Rattling back to where my soul is free. And as for that Trump Tower,
If I had my way, if I had my way in this wicked world, if I had my way, well, I'd tear this whole building down. You can read about Samson, called from his birth, he was the strongest man ever had lived on earth. One day Samson was walking alone, looked on the ground, saw an old jawbone. Till he reached out his arm, God knows it broke like bread. When he got through moving, 3,000 was dead. Good God, if I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, well, I'd tear this whole building down. Lila was a woman, she was fine and fair. She had good looks, God knows, and coal black hair. Lila, she gained old Samson mind. First he saw this woman, she was a Philistine. Delilah, she sat down on Samson's knee, said, tell me where your strength lies, if you please. She spoke to a pine, she talked to a bear, till Samson said, Delilah, cut off my hair. You can shave my head, clean as my hand, but it ain't come back like a natural man. About it, tell the truth.
That's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to Ivy Tech Community College and the Friday Folk Series for underwriting this show, and to J. Lynn Designs and Fine Print for further support. Thanks to Andy Cohen, who came all the way up from Memphis to join us. Also our dear friend Art Heckman, and the Gospel Girls, Suzette Weekly, Ginger Curry, and Sarah Flint. Firehouse Rounders were band leader Jason Fickle on guitar, Carolyn Dutton on fiddle, Monica Herzig on piano, John Valdez on drums, and Neil Heidler on bass. The Unusual Suspects were Mark Blackwell, Richard Fish, Betty Greenwell, Mike Leonard, Brandy Roberts, Brian Roberts, and Becky Staff. Tony Brewer provided sound effects. House sound was by Jim Lang, and radio sound by Jeffrey Sundog Morris. Our technical crew was Marion Comedy, Dan Withard, Ilza Ackerbergs, and Cheryl Mitchell, and Sarah Hetrick serving as studio engineer. We'd like to thank Avers and the Smokehouse for feeding us today. Today's show was written by Mr. Stuff It Upagus and the residents of the Occupy Sesame Street for Home for the Over the Hill Riders. Stage manager was Dan G-Man Salvaggi, and our director was Richard Fish. The show was produced by Mike Kelsey. Our theme song is Firehouse Blues, written by Jason Fickle. For WFHB, I'm Dan Salvaggi, reminding you to save the date of September 11th for the next Firehouse Follies.